You have to be willing to fire yourself from functions and jobs that are not part of the magic, and you will love it because it means freedom.
Hello, I'm Vivian Kay, and welcome to Business Class, Build It Braver, a podcast powered by American Express. In every episode, we bring you a different small business owner, someone who's trying to do it all. Then we tap into the experiences of notable Canadian entrepreneurs, people who've built and grown successful businesses. That means they can offer firsthand insight into things like managing your cash flow, telling your brand story, sourcing capital, and of course, growing your business. In this episode, our guests will be talking about how to prioritize and set goals to take your business to the next level. And honestly, who wouldn't want to learn a thing or two about that? As the pandemic has shown us, the business possibilities are limitless. We are going to meet an entrepreneur on a mission to grow her online sales. Easier said than done, of course. There's a lot to consider. And so to help our small business owner out with this challenge, we've lined up iconic Canadian fashion jewelry designer and online retailer, Jenny Bird. Jenny, aka the Queen of the Hoop, is famous for her bold, fearless, and eye-catching jewelry pieces, which have caught the attention of some of Hollywood's biggest names. Her captivating jewelry collections are in leading department stores like Nordstrom and Harvey Nichols in the UK. Plus, there's jennybird.ca, the luscious online shop featuring her latest jewelry collections. I could spend way too much time there. Seriously, her stuff is gorgeous. So, of course, what these two unique entrepreneurs have in common, besides a love of fashion and e-commerce, is that they're both women running their own businesses, complete with demands and rewards that come along with that. I cannot wait to hear what they have to say. Let's get down to business. Meet small business owner Laurel Grad, the creative brain behind the popular and successful online thrift store, YVR Posh Mama. Laurel is a nurse by trade and a mom of young kids. She started her business out of a basic need that we can all relate to. What to do with things she no longer uses. You know, like those clothes and shoes just taking up space in your closet. Laurel decided to focus on selling her kids' used clothes, since we all know how fast kids grow out of stuff. At first, she created Facebook posts about secondhand children's clothes and quickly sold out. Then, when the online marketplace Poshmark launched in Canada, Laurel stepped right up and became one of the very first vendors on the platform. Turns out, that was a pretty good move on her part. Today, Laurel does anywhere between $5,000 and $10,000 in monthly sales. It's gone from pocket money to a significant source of income for her family. Along with the expansion have come new needs and concerns. Like many business owners, Laurel's vision is to see her business grow exponentially by building a team that aligns with her business goals. But she's just not exactly sure where to start. Laurel Grad, welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you so much.
So, Laurel, oh my goodness, your story and passion is so inspiring. So take me back to the beginning. How did you get your business off the ground?
So it started in nursing school. I basically just wanted some side income to help support our family. I had a small baby. So I started selling on Facebook and I would just sell to local people, my daughter's things. I'd also buy from local people. Then it just quickly expanded. I started to see the market and how people needed things and didn't mind secondhand. And I think I've always had a niche for branded items and I always loved to shop. And then I started to do women's clothing. And then I started to see, oh, there's this platform that I could sell my own stuff and not have to bring it to a consignment store. Then I realized that there's a lot of great clothing out there and I'd love to get my hands on it and sell it to people who might not buy secondhand at a thrift store or at a consignment store. And so I wanted to bring them the secondhand market.
When you started YVR Posh Mama, it started as a side hustle. Did you ever imagine that it would grow as quickly as it has?
Absolutely not. I thought my nursing would pay off my student loans, not secondhand clothes. So I've been so overjoyed by just how much it's brought to our family and how much it's changed my life and just my passion for it. I didn't realize that this would be my life. So I'm still adjusting. I'm still acknowledging it. It's been maybe 3 years, but I'm still going, whoa, okay, I gotta like figure this out, what I wanna do.
At what point in the business did the expansion alarm bells go off? Like when did you start to think that maybe you should be doing this full time?
I think I'm still realizing that. I know it sounds so funny, but I'm on mat leave right now and everybody's asking, are you going to go back to nursing? And I just see how much being at home with my kids is important. And I see how much I can do with Poshmark and with selling secondhand clothing and how much more I can do. So the goals I have for my future and how I want to pivot my business to make it mine is, I think, what I want to do. And then I can be at everything for my kids, which is really exciting.
Same girl, same. I did the exact same thing. I had another business and it was a wedding decor business and started an e-commerce business and saw how the e-commerce was taking off. And I'm like, I can breastfeed and run my business at 2 o'clock in the morning if I wanted to. So yeah, we're going to go full time with that.
Exactly. I think I have to own that, but I'm not quite there yet.
Yeah, it takes some time.
I worked so hard for my nursing degree and mm-hmm. I'm just like, I love people and I don't see the people with clothing, but I hope one day to pivot to do that.
So Laurel, let's talk about profitability. How profitable is the secondhand clothing market and what are the margins like on sales?
It is exploding right now. I think it's so amazing that people are wanting to buy secondhand and they're willing to pay fair amounts for secondhand clothing. They're seeing the ethics of it and just what it's doing for the world. So people are making that plunge into the secondhand industry and willing to look secondhand first before buying it brand new. The profitability of it is, I try to make my sales 50% higher. If I buy something, say for $20, I want to make sure I make at least $40 on it.
Right.
So if that makes sense. So my time, my hours, shopping, things like that.
Right.
But of course there's losses and there's learning. And I have figured out brands that sell and then brands that I lose on. So definitely there's a curve.
Okay, Laurel, we're going to get into it more, but I want to bring on Jenny Bird in here. Jenny's the creative genius behind the international brand Jenny Bird. From pop stars to international movie stars, her unique earrings, necklace, and anklets are the go-to for stylish and influential people. Jenny has been through the hoops of building her business online and in retail outlets. She's also a mom and is widely known for her passion for growing women-led sustainable fashion businesses. Jenny Bird, welcome to Build It Braver.
Thank you, Vivian. So happy to be here.
So Jenny, for most entrepreneurs, business begins as just an idea, usually born out of a personal interest or need. Let's talk about what inspired your decision to go into business.
One word, independence. Could also call it freedom.
I hear that.
I wanted to be the architect of my life, of its outcomes, of my success, of my financial freedom, of how I spent my days. And essentially the big motivator was when I really realized, and it took someone to tell me, that my work could be a natural extension of who I was. I didn't have to be someone different at work versus when I was off work. And I was a person that came up traditionally through business school with a mindset from an upbringing that success was defined in a certain way. And I followed that path until I was at the end of it and seeing the path ahead and realizing that there's got to be more.
Jenny, I must commend your styles. They are in a class of their own. When you started Jenny Bird, what was your vision for the brand?
Well, there was two things. First of all, I do think I have great taste. I felt like the accessories market in fashion was either gaudy and overly priced. It didn't feel clean and modern. And I knew that there should be able to be elevated design at an accessible price point. So I wasn't seeing the design I was seeking myself. And if I was, I wasn't seeing it at a price point that was palatable at all, you know? But that was really where I zoned in on how do I create something beautiful and stunning and thoughtful in design and engineering at a price that is accessible because it should be able to be. If you take that brand ego out of it and you price it fairly for what it is. And that's where we landed, and the market really responded.
So would you say you achieved that vision, or would you say you're still building?
Definitely. I mean, I'm always building. I feel now like I'm trying to make the actual construction of the jewelry be more like fine jewelry than fashion jewelry. I'm always trying to make it better and better for the same price point. So I'm continuously improving myself with that. There's always ways to make it better. Always.
Let's talk about your passion for sustainable fashion. Capitalism and conscience. How do you blend both?
That is a tricky thing. I do think that there is a misunderstanding that a profitable business can't be a conscious business. I think you can certainly have both when you are being conscious in all of your choices and how your business has grown, how it impacts its suppliers. Is your business helping grow their business? Are you respectful and conscientious on your relationships and how your business just existing impacts everyone it touches? And I think if you take that higher 10,000 foot view and you are pursuing profits, but you're doing it in a thoughtful, conscious way that does not come at a cost of a negative impact to people that your business touches, you can have that outcome. You can have both.
You're listening to Business Class, Build It Braver, and I'm Vivian Kay. I'm speaking with Jenny Bird herself, the thoughtful and creative mind behind the exquisite Jenny Bird brand, and Laurel Grad, a small business owner turning secondhand clothing into a gold mine. I can't wait to hear what Jenny has to say about the unique challenges and opportunities of being a woman entrepreneur. That's still coming up. But first, here's a quick tip. If you're a small business owner, when this episode is over, go and check out American Express Business Class. This is a fantastic online resource that provides modern education through compelling stories, timely tips, and inspiring insights from business experts, industry leaders, and savvy entrepreneurs. Basically, a whole world of great ideas for today's business leaders. You can learn more at mx.ca/business class.
Imagine you're on the road for a business trip. Now imagine you're on that trip, but this time you've earned 2 times the points on your hotel and car rental. 'Cause I'm free, baby, I'm free, baby, I'm free, baby. Now that's a happy place. Introducing the American Express Aeroplan Business Reserve Card, the card that can help make your happy places even happier. Apply today at amex.ca/aeroplan. On eligible purchases, conditions apply.
Okay, so I'm back with Laurel Grad and Jenny Bird. Jenny, listening to Laurel talk about her goals, I'm wondering what your high-level thoughts are on how she could build her business and take it to the next level.
Well, I just think I love it. I love that you're envisioning it. I mean, you know, this is the old adage, right? We will only become as big as we envision it to be. It's so simple. Right? We are only limited by our own beliefs of what we can do and what our businesses can become. I just love that, Laurel, your default state was like, yeah, like it can be my main thing. I can see people in it. I'm actually starting to envision the part I'm missing from nursing in my business. What does that look like? If you allow yourself to imagine it as your total dream state of a company, and you just take steps towards it, is this, you know, it's a lot of hard work. It's not easy, but you will achieve that. What we have to focus on is whether we are allowing ourselves to believe in our grandest vision, that grandest vision for ourselves and our life. And it doesn't matter how grand and out of craziness it is. That's the most important thing, to take time to write down, make a vision board about it, imagine it in your mind. That's just exciting to hear that your mindset is already there. And so early on, I think it's fantastic.
Laurel, any thoughts on that?
I make 5 goals every month, and whether they be short-term or long-term, and setting the goals just pushes you that much further. And I think what you said about envisioning it, like I go to bed dreaming about tomorrow. Like I know, yeah. And which is so exciting. It's like, I get to figure out what am I going to do tomorrow? How am I going to make it bigger? But I'd love to hear how you knew to take the steps to run your own business and how you grew bigger.
Yeah. I think that I saw your goal setting on Instagram, like you're sharing your August goals, and that's fantastic. I think what I would challenge you to do is like, imagine even the greater crazy one that, you know, it's your secret. It's like your grand mission of the end state. My biggest reason for success still to this day, aside from beautiful jewelry designs, is that no matter what, I will carve out time to focus on the grand, grand vision each day, not just the monthly, the current. The stuff that has to happen today, tomorrow, that actually has to happen to get out the door to meet your numbers for that week is a given, right? But carving out that bit of planning time, and sometimes that's writing a job description for someone you need to put in place. That time in your calendar is the most important, because to grow to the next level beyond what you can immediately see and share as your weekly, monthly goals, to grow to that grand goal, you actually have to change the pattern of behavior you're doing every day, in that you have to section off time where you're focusing on achieving the grand goal, which is a different type of work.
So Jenny, you've built up a fabulous e-commerce brand. Can we talk a little bit about the fundamentals of e-commerce that Laurel could apply to her business?
I think the fundamentals of e-commerce today are to have an authentic brand that has a soul, which we can get into, but a soul in that it is guided by principles. And usually it means that there's a founder that you can connect to. It also, fundamentals of e-commerce also now means, this is not the tech side. I'm talking all about the foundational elements that I think are critical. Connection to your community, allowing it, facilitating it, being available in a human way. Transparency, so massive. Radical transparency is so, so critical. And then the brand experience being beyond what the product is about. Like, your brand experience, Laurel, is rooted in a way of living that is so much more meaningful. And then, of course, there's always the fundamentals also of e-commerce are also where you're going, which is back of the napkin math. I mean, as a founder, you have to understand if you're profitable, you have to understand what your cost per acquisition is. Ideally, you are first purchase profitable when you're in my world, where you're trying to get people to come. They visit the site 7 to 8 times before they actually make a purchase. On that first purchase, has it cost you double what they actually spent with you? We aim to be first purchase profitable at JB, which means if they repeat at all, it's awesome. It's a bonus. That means we know that we're not losing money every time we grow our new customer base.
So, Laura, what is business like now? What is your biggest pain point right now in business?
I have so many dreams and goals I want to reach that it's hard to get to each of those ones in a day. So I kind of have to focus on the more shorter term goals of, you know, getting the inventory up, getting the inventory out the door, you know, all the logistics, rather than getting to see that next step.
What Laurel is saying here is that she's really looking to build up a solid structure so she can do more online sales and have a team to delegate some of these duties to. You've been through this. You started a small business. You're a self-taught designer. How did you achieve that kind of growth that you have?
Well, I think the critical thing is to understand, I'm going to call it the magic. I think it makes sense. The magic is where, number one, you find your joy. So, I mean, we are founders and independent often because we're drawn to something that brings us joy and we think, wow, this would be a dream job because I'm passionate about it. Amazing. And then it becomes all these things that are not, that we're not passionate about because it takes a lot of different functions to run a business. So if you come back to what brings you joy, Laurel, that's a big question. What part of the process, what about it is making you feel a growing passion for your industry? And then two, what's the magic you personally bring to the business? What could no one replace that you are doing? If it's your curation, your understanding of the market, your selection of goods, your ability to connect to consumers personally, usually those things overlap. If you articulate, this is the magic that is fueling this brand, everything else can be outsourced to people you trust in a very clear, articulate way, and which allows you to bring more magic, which drives the whole thing forward. That is the growth formula. You have to be willing to fire yourself from functions and jobs that are not part of the magic. And you will love it because it means freedom.
Jenny, was there ever a point where it wasn't so magical? Like, were you found like you had to re-examine your plans and you wanted to pivot?
100%. You have to be drowning when you begin to put your hand up and say, I am actually, I can't do it one more day. I mean, for sure, lots of really hard times until you break down enough times in crying, you know, I mean, lots of tears, lots of what am I doing? Because it is a really hard thing once it's gaining momentum and it's busy to extract yourself enough and focus that little bit of time each day, which is all it takes to grow it. When you first start, you throw yourself in. Your behavior is to just be that workhorse because you have to be at the beginning. And so, no, it's not rosy. It's not like I knew every time, oh, is this smooth? Oh, I'm going to hire now. I'm getting a little busy. No, I was drowning and hired over and over again.
So let's say, like Laurel, you're busy building an online store. How do you grow the business and drive traffic to the store?
There's no way around the hard work. The presence of content that is adjacent, selfless content on your platforms as it relates to your store is really interesting. I think putting content that is not just about the catalog up as to what is the customer experience, how you differentiate as a posher yourself in terms of your brand experience, it's still a lot of work. That comes back to whether you enjoy that a lot, and that should be something you don't let go of first. There's a lot of other parts of your business you could let go of first in terms of other tactical ways to grow traffic with different, you know, ways of promoting your merchandise itself. But it sounds to me like when you're personally reaching out and you're personally present, that that's something that I would definitely not think of stopping or outsourcing right away.
Laurel, Jenny, you're both women running your own businesses. I know that there are some big challenges that come along with that, especially in leadership and running a business.
I think it's really hard for me with time in that I'm the one who chose to go on maternity leave from nursing, but my passion is still with my business. And so finding that balance to be with my baby while also running this business, I think that's the biggest challenge that I have, is trying to accept my husband's help. But me, I'm like, oh, but I should be doing this because I'm on mat leave. So I think getting all those shoulds out of my head and going, no, I'm a rock star woman who's running this successful business, and allowing myself. I think that's my biggest challenge right now.
And what about you, Jenny?
My biggest challenge, as much as I sounded like I had it all solved, is feeling overwhelmed constantly. I'm constantly looking for more support for myself and trying to architect my schedule in the week to at least try to minimize that feeling, because it is a big business that is now built and running. And I am a mom of two young children and trying to be a partner to my husband and trying to a sister to my sister and a friend to my friends and have time for me. And, you know, it's impossible to do it all. It's a matter of how you can find peace with what you do prioritize to do. And that's a constant battle, I'm honestly sure, for every female CEO, especially moms.
I know Laurel is looking to expand her team. She's mentioned that. And she wants to delegate some of her duties. So as a woman who's done really well in business, what did you do to prioritize when you were building your team?
You know, I still do the same thing now. I write down a list of things, and I do this every few months, that I am currently doing that don't bring me joy, that aren't bringing the magic into the business, which is usually the same thing. Those things that make me recoil or I naturally procrastinate, I write everything down that is energy takers to me, not energy makers. And then I look at, what is that? What is that? Is that a new fulfillment manager? Is that a new brand marketing position? And I'll notice during the day, like, oh gosh, that made me feel like that. Like, that is draining. That is this. So that's how I do it. I write down a list of things that I'm doing that aren't providing me freedom or aren't putting me in the magic spot.
This is just the beginning for me. And I think all these tips are just amazing. I'm so excited.
You know what? That's so exciting that you can see that. If you use your people ability to communicate that vision, this is where I'm going with this brand, to people when you're hiring them, they will align up beside you and march towards that vision with you. That'll be so rewarding, because that people side will come in there when you have a team marching towards that same goal.
It's been amazing to be part of this conversation, to hear all about Jenny Bird's passion and Laurel Grad sharing her story of bootstrapping a secondhand clothing business. Any last words to Jenny, Laurel?
I am so impressed with how you want to encourage other women, and what I've looked up from you about hearing from you, and how you started, and how you're Canadian and a mom. And I just am really thrilled that I got this opportunity with you. Thank you so much.
Well, Laurel, I'm only a DM away now too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And I would say that grand vision, don't be shy about it. Believe it, envision it. What you've built already is very remarkable.
Laurel Grad, thank you for coming on Build It Braver and sharing your business story. I am so excited to see what the future holds for YVR Posh Mama, and I cannot wait to hear all about it.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to see what happens too.
And what's next for Jenny Bird?
The future is tomorrow. The future is after this call. Where I put my focus is for that future is on how the brand platform can uplift those that it touches in a bigger way, with a focus on the female experience, female entrepreneurs, in addition to at-risk women and children. And, you know, the brand itself has an unbelievable potential to bring communities of women together to also uplift them. So we are focused there so that every piece of jewelry that a woman is enjoying wearing is also uplifting another one on the planet.
Jenny Bird, it's been incredibly valuable to have your insight. I am so glad you joined us, and I definitely have many takeaways from this episode. Plus, I also have a strong urge to do some online shopping. Thank you so much for sharing your tips on the best ways to expand your online business and for being such a great role model for women in business.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. If you like what you've heard, I hope you'll subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And don't forget to tell your friends about us. We business owners need to stick together. We've got more incredible business mentors coming your way, so keep checking out the show. I'm Vivian Kay, and thanks again for listening to Business Class, Build It Braver, and may you continue to prosper.